played the Starsky and Hutch music. I don't know where I've got a load of these tracks from. Right, now joining me in the studio is the first of my guests for today, and it's Adrian Phillips from the Brentwood Rotary Club, and he's brought me in a fantastic Cadbury's Mini Egg Easter Egg with a cup. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
I like this. You've set a bar now for the other two guests that are coming in. They'll probably be listening. Like, don't turn up unless you got me a present.
Fair enough.
That should be my rule, actually. Don't turn up unless you got me a present. So thank you very much, and I will be using the cup.
So I won't be nicking your Easter egg?
No. No, you won't. Listen to me. So getting aggressive first thing on a Monday. Now, Adrian, before we talk about the concert that coming up, and also the marathon as well, tell us all about the Rotary Club, how you got involved, because I know you've told us before, but in case people out there have not heard of the Rotary Club of Brentwood and all the good works that you do.
I've been in Rotary about 15 years now, and I think I've explained before, there's about 1.2 million Rotarians throughout the world, and we have three clubs in Brentwood. Brentwood Rotary is the original one, and there's Brentwood of Beckett and a morning club, a breakfast club. So there's three clubs in Brentwood. There's about 50 in my club, and the main thing, I think I've said to you before, we go out there and we collect money. I think a lot of people saw us at Christmas out with the float. We collected nearly £10,000, and all that goes to good causes. I mean, we've seen that terrible disaster today out here, with that typhoon coming through, and I noticed on one of the aeroplanes, the shelter box that we pay for out of Rotary, out of the kind donations, they're already on the plane going out there with shelter and care for people. So, you know, that's where the money goes, and obviously a lot of it goes to local charities as well.
Yep. And you've been doing this for 15 years, and is it for people who are more retired? Because you do spend a lot of time organising stuff, don't you?
Do
you work full-time? I work full-time,
and there's no age limit at all. People can come through in school, interact. We've got Interact clubs in Brentwood, and then you can go on to Rotaract, and when you get to the ripe old age of about 30-ish, you probably then want to move on to Rotary. And so, yes, there's a lot of retired guys in Rotary, but there's absolutely no limit. We've got all sorts, you know, from jewellers, Peter Franklin, the big organiser of this concert, and we have a new solicitor joining us. He's in his 40s. So, no, absolutely, we've got a physiotherapist. He's 36. Grayson, he's got one of the local businesses. So, no, there's absolutely no limit on the age or sex. We've got ladies in our club. So, you, male or female, we'd love to see you. And if you're interested in joining us, if you go onto our website, brentwoodrotary.org, we'll always be happy to talk to you about Rotary.
Now, this weekend, it is coming up so quick, and unfortunately I'm going to not be able to do this because I'm gigging myself this weekend, but on Saturday the 21st you've got a concert at St Thomas's Church in Brentwood. Doors are opening at 7 p.m. no reserve seating. Before we go through what's happening, it's tickets of adults £12, 18 and under is £8, and as I mentioned, they are available on the door. So tell us about the concert, who's going to be there, and what people can expect.
Well, I can't believe it, but it's our 10th year of organising this concert for Phoenix Youth Orchestra, which is young people up to the age of 18 years old in Brentwood area, mostly in that orchestra, or they perhaps come to school here in Brentwood, and it's led by a lovely guy, David McCullum. He's the principal trumpeter at the BBC Concert Orchestra. David's been leading them and enthusiastically leading them on, and along with a lady in the background who came with me last year, Anne Alderson. She's a great lady for inspiring young people. And in the past, when we first did the concerts, we had a guy called Martin Ray, had a bursary from Rotary, and he was a violinist, and he's gone on to play all over the world. And this year we've got another one of our young proteges that came through Phoenix being our soloist. He's very kindly come back, and that's Harry O'Keefe. And Harry's 21-year-old and a violinist off studying around the world. And it's lovely to see them come through in the orchestra. And, hey, what do Rotary do? We just enable it. We make it happen for them. And it's a lovely opportunity for them to perform in front of their grands and granddads and mums and dads. And it's a great pleasure and a great privilege to put this concert on at St Thomas's. We're most grateful to them for allowing us to do that.
And what sort of what's going on during the performance? What music is play, and how long does the concert go on for?
Well, we have a little break in the middle, but we've got some nice pieces, the Eighth Symphony by Dvorak, and the Grand March from Aida by Verdi, and of the Overture from Romeo and Juliet. It's a nice romantic one from Tchaikovsky. And we've got some other performers. There's the BOIM, a big band, which stands for Brentwood Orchestra Young Musicians Big Band. So it's all taken out of the umbrella of Phoenix Youth Orchestra. And also St. Thomas of Canterbury, the St. Thomas Church Junior School Choir will be singing to us. They were really sweet last year. Mm. Great success. And we're very lucky to have them coming back again to perform for us. So a concert that will last, we're probably, you know, a couple of hours with a break in the middle for some coffee and tea or a glass of wine, if you care to join us. That's lovely. And every single penny, like all Rotary events, will go to charity. We don't take any administrative costs at all. As far as Rotary are concerned, obviously we meet the expenses for the youth orchestra, etc. That's all comes into it. But every penny we raise otherwise from your donations and from your ticket money will go off to good causes locally and abroad.
Just wanted to ask, as I always do, because my mum is in a wheelchair, and I always ask, is it wheelchair friendly to get in?
Yeah, it certainly is. St. Thomas is a nice, straightforward church to get into, and we've got plenty of guys. We'll turn up in our Mickey Mouse outfits in our DJs for the night to make it a little bit of a special event, and there's plenty of guys on hand there to help anyone that needs a helping hand. Parking can be a bit of a problem around there, but it's 7:30 on a Saturday night. I think you're okay parking on off street, and obviously there's the big car parks as well, but we're always lovely to see everyone there. Last year we were pretty well packed out in there, so we're hoping again for another successful year for our 10th year. I can't quite fathom that we've been doing this for 10 years, but it's very popular, and the youth orchestra, I know, really look forward to this big performance for the year for them.
Okay, so that's Saturday the 21st of March at 7:30 at St. Thomas' Church in Brentwood. Doors open at 7 p.m, no reserve seating. Tickets, adults get in for £12, 18 years and under is £8, and there will be tickets available on the door. Or have a look at the website, all the W's, brentwoodrotary.org.uk. And you're also talking about the marathon as well.
Well, yes, we've got our sister club, Brentwood Beckett, and they put on this fantastic half marathon, which I think is in its 33rd year, I think, and it's a great success for them, and I thought I'd just give them a quick plug. A sister club there that put on this fantastic event, and, you know, some of the guys from my club will go and help them. So once they've finished packing away at the concert, they're going to be thinking about being up for 8 o'clock the next morning to help with the half marathon. So a busy Rotary weekend in Brentwood.
And whereabouts, do you know whereabouts the marathon's going?
Starts down Sawyers Hall Lane is the start-finish line, and it goes off into the country out through Doddinghurst and Blackmore and back along the Ongar Road. I think I gather there's about 4,000 entered for it this year. So massive event, a big starter event for the London Half Marathon. That's why a lot of people come and run it. I don't know what they raise on an average year, but I think it's pushing nearly 100,000 for charity. So it's a big fundraiser for all those lovely causes, the hospices, and worthwhile causes that people run for. And it always brings a lump to my throat. It's seeing people making a great effort to do it. Some of the elite runners do it very quickly, and some of the road plodders take a little bit longer, but they all are there doing it for a great cause usually. And the fun run, of course, for the youngsters, the short run through the park, and a bit of fun and fun costumes, but great spectacle to come and watch as well.
Excellent. Well, it's lovely to see you again. Looking so well,
as
well.
Thank you.
Looking very well. Don't forget, we'll put the details up on the website, but you can go along on Saturday the 21st again, St. Thomas's Church in Brentwood. Get there for 7 o'clock, and the concert will kick off at about 7:30. Right, just give me a 2:10:38. Here is...